today. We're going to take time, visit with Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we had you had a busy, busy council meeting.
We had a lot of things going on. It's been 3 weeks since our last one, yeah. So things stack up, and we got a lot of business to do.
And it wasn't that it took you a long time. It was just it was busy. There was a lot of things.
Yep, the meeting lasted about an hour, but we had a lot of things that we had to set up, public hearings. We had quite a good number of public hearings to set up regarding many of them, the Daisy facility, mm-hmm. and getting everything ready for that to be constructed. Of course, we had a right-of-way for Alliant Energy. Mm-hmm. We had a rezoning that's going to be considered. We had an annexation that's going to be considered, in addition to the urban renewal plan. So these are all technical things that have to occur for any development like this to happen.
I know that, and I did ask last week when we had City Administrator Bill Scare on, I said a lot of people keep saying, why aren't they building?
Yep.
You know, well, they picked Boone. Now the hard work begins.
That's right. Soil samples, they've got to, you know, make sure everything's correct with the soil and the land that they're building on. And we've got to do our legal end of things with, you know, the zoning and making sure all of the land inside of city limits is in the urban renewal plan for things mm-hmm. like that.
So, and again, you got to have a development agreement with it, yep. with them. And I mean, they want it as much as you. And
yeah, absolutely. These things take a lot of time. There are a lot of moving parts, but it's just get them done one after the other.
And I'm guessing, well, obviously, the size of this is one of those things that adds a little bit more.
Yes.
And you also have others involved, again, besides just Boone and Daisy.
Yes.
Just the city. You have
the DOT and
the state's got
yep. And so we've got to make sure that everybody's on board and all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
Well, one thing is you have a good law firm.
Yeah,
I mean this
yep.
is what they specialize in.
Yeah.
And
the development agreement and everything like that. We'll be working through that.
So they are, and I know they also work with the county doing some of their development things as well. Mm-hmm. So it is not uncommon, but size of this does take some time.
Add some gravity, yeah.
Still, as I know City Administrator Bill Scared said, they really would like to break some ground here by the late summer into the fall if
yes.
they can.
Yep. If possible, they really want to do that. And we work on multiple things at a time too. Some traffic studies and things like that, and plans for that. And they'll work on the construction side.
So still working away, yep. trying to get everything done. Mm-hmm. That's just part of what came up at that meeting last night. You did have a couple of things pertaining to a couple of your ongoing projects. These were projects yep. that you were going to be doing even before you started taking a look at what do we have for capacity at the water and the wastewater plant and
right.
stuff like that. The big one's going to be, I think most of it's going on. We talked it last time about the lime slaker and the roofing project at the waterworks.
Yep, at the water treatment plant, we fixed a date for issuing the bonds of $1.7 million, and that all comes out of water revenues. So you can think about it like a self-contained business where mm-hmm. the revenues pay for those bonds and things like that to make improvements on the facilities. And then the other one would be $780,000 on wastewater. Mm-hmm. And that's a similar thing, a different entity, which the revenues from that take care of those bond payments so that we can make improvements and keep everything up to date and running smoothly.
Just so people understand, this was planned
yep.
A couple of years ago,
yep,
actually.
A couple years.
You knew that you were going to be having some things coming up you had to do.
And within a week, we also have a planned water study for the water treatment plant to see what is our capacity, how much water do we need for now and in 20 years to the future, so we can plan on the improvements that we need to make to ensure that the citizens of Boone have clean drinking water throughout that time.
So again, lot going on for your utilities. And a lot would, I mean, this was, because I remember some of the first driving factors, I think probably you were still, I think you were on utility at the time, when you had the study that was done, SEH did first on your wastewater plant, because of the potential for expansion among existing businesses.
That's right. Yeah, we had a couple of existing industrial businesses that were like, hey, you know, would you have enough capacity if we expanded? City administrator started to think, well, we really ought to take a deep dive into this and think about the totality of our water and wastewater systems to make sure that we're prepared for expansion. Both on the wastewater side, it has a lot to do with industrial, but on the water side, residential, and everybody uses water for their daily activities.
So there's a lot of things that were already going on.
Yeah, preventative maintenance and improvement. That's what you want.
I did want to say one of the other development or urban renewal districts getting updated, and this is more on the housing related side.
Yep.
And this is for the Huntsucker Project or Prairie Place.
Yeah.
But that's the one on South Marshall. People wondering about that.
A lot of questions about what's happening across the street from the South Clinic and McDonald's, and that is a Huntsucker development of townhomes, some retail space, and some apartment space along with that, mainly townhomes. Mm-hmm.
Part of this is the city, part of the agreement or working arrangement with them is going to involve some infrastructure putting in there. So it is going to require some tax increment financing, working through that process on there.
Yep. So it has to be included in an urban renewal plan. There's no there's no population there at this time, so we had to include that into the plan.
So that's one of the other things that'll be going on as well. Whew. Yeah, we thought that was easy.
Yeah,
that was the easy part.
We actually, we're up to item two on the agenda, and we still skipped the Ames Regional Economic Alliance update.
I was going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brenda Dreyer, Ames Region. Yeah, they call it now, folks, the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. And part of that is because it's expanded. You know, it's more than just Boone and Boone County added in there. Hamilton County now part of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that adds even more to it. But she gave you a little bit of a second quarter update, obviously. A lot of things in there, but she kind of, among other things, I know you, one of them that you are interested in, the job board and the availability and things like that, but she did say we're looking to make some improvements in that.
They want to keep updating and doing job fairs and making sure people know how to find employment in Boone County. So that's very appreciated.
They go out and do that. But she did draw attention to some of the residential activity going on and the number of developers you have with applications into the state.
That's right. I totaled it all up in that little table, and there's 205 new units pending of all different price points and all different types, which is great to have a robust offering. Market rate rentals, and we talked about the townhomes. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of interesting demolition and rebuilds on Green Street, too, that another new company has gotten into the interest of doing that. And we'd like to see that as well, to have some single family homes being rebuilt.
Take some of those. Again, that's a lot. And she also pointed, she had some of the information that not a lot of people get to see or hear, but comes from the Iowa Association of Realtors. And she said Boone County numbers are pretty strong.
Yeah, home sales, that's what she was highlighting there. And that was a report she got that really caught her eye in the email. And the average sale price year over year went up 25%. Homes are staying on the market just a couple of days longer, but there's still very robust home sales year over year. That's actually been an increase for Boone, the city of Boone, and she kind of broke it out between Boone and Boone County, ex-Boone. And Boone is really in a strong real estate market right now, still, despite interest rates and things of that nature.
So even with all of that going on, it's still been pretty active. Realtors, and realtors will be among the first to tell you too. So the so people understand the applications go into the state for the housing assistance.
Yes.
It's tax credits, and this is a state program that basically it's for the developers to help them give them a little more incentive on doing some of their construction, some of their building. We've had several of them going in there. It isn't like taking tax dollars away from.
These are state tax credits. And Brenda said that definitely Boone is the highlight of the number of applicants that are coming in. And so we're asking the state to invest in Boone. And I think that they will be willing to do that because they've seen the growth that we've achieved over the past few years. And these are really great projects that are going to benefit us.
So for those that wonder, again, we saw the same thing happen up on the north side with villas at Fox Point, and then the senior housing actually ended up with two.
They split that into two different applications.
That comes out of the finance authority.
Iowa Finance Authority.
Yeah, which is all part of Iowa Economic Development Authority. Yep. Which, by the way, we'll just throw in a reminder, is meeting today.
They are meeting today. Should have a news very soon about Boone's application to be a Main Street Iowa community. And so they'll announce that in Cedar Rapids here in a little bit. And so
you didn't get to go. You had to come and be on the radio.
I've got some other things I have to do in town. I've got to take care of Henry. So
we had all of that happening.
Yeah.
But today is the day that we'll find out for sure. Iowa Economic Development Authority will do that, and then we'll see what happens after that. I think no matter what, there seems to be a commitment. One way, it doesn't matter, because we've got a lot of people committed to definitely making improvements, like this Story Street project that's going on.
Yeah.
That's, the city did that. Again, if it helped enhance this application, great. Mm-hmm. But this is something that our businesses and the people downtown needed.
Yes. Really want to keep those connections with our business owners, with the group of volunteers that Kelly and the application team put together that have made this a really great application. And you can feel it in the room when we made our presentation, mm-hmm. that the committee that we presented to was very, very impressed with the amount of connectivity we had between our different agencies.
That has a big impact on success if they select you. All right. One thing that happened last night, I know you had hoped that the committee would take a look at the noxious ordinance and maybe come up with a plan to do some notification mm-hmm. for property owners. They did not recommend any changes.
Yeah. The Policy Administration Committee decided to go a little bit of a different tack. They are going to put out repeated notices to let citizens know, to remind them of the ordinance, and also to let them know who to call if they need assistance mm-hmm. with mowing their lawn, so that that they know that there's some the help available, and so they'll call the CSO, and the CSO has a list of resources, and he often goes and asks neighbors, hey, I see you have a lawnmower, you mind helping this person out, and things like that. Can you work it out as neighbors? And that's really, really great. I would like to see a notification on a door. That just lets the person know, hey, you were found in violation of this. Mm-hmm. You are now on the upcoming mowing list. And then that's it. And that gives them just one little ping of information to say, ooh, I really got to get after this. Committee decided not to go that way right now. So we'll see how this goes in the upcoming seasons with additional notification.
One thing they did point out is the actual complaints that have come in you haven't had that many.
Right. Yeah, we had one
out of couple of hundred homes, I think, or properties that.
One interesting statistic is about only 40% of the homes that get put on the list for the contractor to mow actually get mowed by the contractor. So the other 60% end up being mowed by the individual mm-hmm. or someone, a designee themselves. And so that's pretty good if they can just make sure to get it taken care of before that contractor gets there and they're not fined.
That's the big part.
Yeah.
Yep. And yes, there was a long time ago that there was a certified mail and everything else.
Right.
And
there's a long lag time with that, and that's really understandable.
I think back in when banks and financial institutions had quite a few properties that were turned back to them, mm-hmm. that was a challenge. It was almost less expensive for them to let the city mow them.
Right, right. So, absolutely, yeah. So that's not a good situation to be in.
No, we don't want to do that again.
No.
Another thing, let's go back to the downtown project, because this discussion had started at a public safety committee meeting, which we know there's a couple other things that came out of that meeting. You're going to have an ordinance changing your ATV guidelines, mm-hmm. Which I know Chief Weibold has been working on even prior to that committee meeting, but kind of bring it up to state code. But one of the things that came up, and Waylon Andrews did do a presentation on it, about the traffic signals.
Yes.
So, and we're talking when this is done.
Yep. When we're done, we will no longer have left turn lanes in that 3-block stretch. So the question is, how should the traffic lights be configured with that in mind? I've had a couple of business owners and a couple of citizens let me know that, since the pedestrian traffic will now only be at the corners, having everyone come to a full stop at those corners would be very, beneficial to safety. And so what we're going to do to start off with is leave the traffic lights on a four-way stop flashing red.
Flashing red,
yeah. So that everybody comes to a complete stop and can allow the pedestrian traffic to flow, you know, and decrease the amount of accident potential there. And also it gives everybody who's driving through town the disincentive to speed through and actually look around at the businesses that they might want to go to.
So going with some four-way stops. Yeah. I don't know how many of the intersections will be, but some of them are going to be that way, especially in the downtown.
Yep. And if we want to continue to go that way, we've talked about some ornamental actual stop signs to put on the post as we go along to make it aesthetically pleasing and things like that.
So work yet being done. But I know this is a plan. They had to think about how we're going to have that happen.
Yeah, and we'll have to look at how the traffic flows when we do it that way, too. But the good thing is the infrastructure is still there. If we do need to make a change, we can change back.
And no, you just don't go out and buy a whole new traffic signal.
No, that's not really economically viable.
It's one of those challenges there. That was one of the many things that came up. I got to go before I run out of time.
Oh,
I don't want to do that. But the language for the bond referendum that's going to be on the ballot here in November. This is, again, we knew that council had pretty much said, yes, let's put it on for a vote. Now it's the matter of language.
Yes.
And the legislature has thrown a few things out.
New state law is taking effect July 1st. And so the attorneys had to take a look at the proposed bond language and make sure it was up to state code. And one thing that had to be put in there was, if the $10 million bond were to be completely levied by property taxes, how much would it cost per $100,000? And it was $85 and some cents. And so we are not planning on paying the bond with property taxes or levying for it. So that's kind of a, just an FYI to the citizens. If it were to be levied,
if you see that language,
that's what it means.
That's a state requirement.
Right. And it's a good transparency measure, but it can be pretty confusing.
So right now, again, talking, the city would be going 10 million. And this is the one where you actually had a resident that had been part of the task force, actually.
Task force member was concerned primarily that there was no pool, no aquatics within the plan. And I understand that concern. I was on the task force itself. It definitely was the thing that was the most requested. It came down to a matter of we could either have a pool or we could have everything else. And if we had a pool, then it would not be operationally sustainable. It would not be able to self-sustain. So there are two things with that. And the third thing is I really want to make sure that if we do an aquatics route in the future, that we're able to satisfy the need of all of our different community partners to make sure that the parameters are right for that.
One of the principles as the committee was appointed, the task force was originally appointed, was basically on siting.
Yes.
Because every time they came up with a plan, obviously downtown, it was not successful.
Yeah.
And then it talked about the park, and that was not
popular
at all.
Yeah.
So that's when the committee came about.
Yeah, the task of the task force really was to find a location and what core services should be addressed in that location. And so that was kind of the end of what the committee's task was, and handed it off to the council and the city staff and members that stayed on to say, how can we make any of this a reality? And that's how they got to the proposal.
It's just so people know, because that did come out at the last meeting, or ISG had projected, I'm saying projected, 19.7 million.
Right.
And so city, you're talking only 10 million. We do have a group that's organizing and trying to do fundraising.
Yes, there's a private fundraising group. There's a private yes committee. And these are all just run-of-the-mill citizens that are passionate about a project that want to see it come to reality. And so those are the ones that are going to discuss with people the specific parameters and things like that.
Okay, so and what happens if they only raise like 5 million? And then you have 10 million. So do you take a look at a project being reduced, or is it no go?
The way I see it right now, if we can't get the full project done, I don't think we should do it. I don't want to shortchange the project for the future. If we can't get phase one done in total, we shouldn't move forward.
This would be something that would come to the council.
It would be, yeah. And they'd have to make a pretty tough decision in that regard.
So Right now, the big thing is people get informed about what the vote is.
Yes.
Which is, you're talking about $10 million, up to $10
million. Yep.
That the city would provide, again, using local option sales tax.
Yep.
And to be applied towards a rec complex thing.
Yes.
I know also the issue came up, somebody again mentioned rec director position, which
that's right.
We've talked about this previously. This was going to happen no matter what.
Yep. Nathan Osmussen is a city employee now, and he's getting to work to go to service clubs and you know, talk to them, learn from them, you know, youth sports clubs, see what they need, how can he can partner with them, really reaching out and being the connective tissue between all of these different agencies that are providing recreational resources and seeing how he can enhance them and bring new recreational resources and you know, enjoyment of our great facilities in Boone.
And yes, he does have a lot of ideas.
So yes.
This is his expertise, and I know that, again, people say, well, you don't have a facility, so, but that's not the idea. The idea is you have facilities.
Yep. How can we maximize
it? How do we help the public make use of
it? How do we maximize the services that we do have?
So those are some of the things that are happening there. I don't know. A couple of final things. We do know that we're hoping that, oh, I know. You did have actually asked Terry Mormon to take a look at on the economic development side. A
couple things.
A couple of different things. And maybe
try to get some benches at the green space on 8th, the green space on 9th, permanent benches so people can sit and have lunch and visit and things like that. And one is the property right across from City Hall, the vacant lot beside the New Virginia Theater. Mm-hmm. We want to see if we can put a splash pad there.
Okay.
And so he brought up some proposals and some price plans, and that'll be something we can try to work through.
There will be discussions going
on. Yes, but that's a preliminary idea for that
just
space.
Thoughts going on.
All right.
No, plenty going on. Going to be a busy meeting on the 19th again, it looks like.
And we are going to have RV There Yet, Discovery Show, taping in Boone County this fall.
RV There. For those that don't know, it's a Discovery Show. They made contact again with Ames Regional Economic Alliance through the marketing part of the marketing arm, which is worked very closely with Visit Boone County and Chris Blocker.
Discover Ames, Boone CVB, they're all working together to have these this program explore all the great stuff that Boone County and Story County has as far as RV travel.
To be hopefully filmed yet this or done.
Filmed this fall, airs this spring.
And next spring, so you can always go on YouTube to RV There Yet.
Yes.
And check it out because they've got some of their
Previous shows.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It looked like they
For those
fun.
That like to explore, it'd be right up your alley.
There we go. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.